you're anything like me, you are always trying to learn something new, and that is why I love Rosetta Stone so much. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. With its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Blaise has been learning German with Rosetta Stone and is so cool to watch because as someone who speaks German, I get to see how he learns the different pronunciations, how excited he gets when he gets something right, and the phrases that he's learning we're going to be able to use next time we visit Germany and Austria. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, and that's why We Drink listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/drink. That's rosettastone.com/drink. We all love to treat ourselves every now and then, right? Like go out and buy a nice coffee, maybe get a little extra legroom on the plane. Then why are we always settling for doctors? Your health is the most important thing. That's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. You know how I feel about making phone calls, and that is why I discovered ZocDoc many years ago before I even had a podcast. And so I'm thrilled. This feels very full circle. I use ZocDoc all the time in LA. I still use them here in Cincinnati. It's just such a cool service to be able to put in your insurance and find a doctor for whatever your ailment might be. I actually found an ENT doctor once when I had this sinus infection, probably TMI. But anyway, I love ZocDoc. I've loved it for years. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's how easy it is. Sometimes they even have same day appointments. I know I've gotten some in the past. Go to ZocDoc.com/drink and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/drink. ZocDoc.com/drink.
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho.
Are we supposed to sing the song?
Christmas oh, time yeah. is here. Hold on, but you have to do it. You have to do it like Christine, as high pitched as possible. Just you.
Christmas time is here.
Good job, Kraut Elson. I almost called you Christine.
Oh, that was weird.
happy holidays to everybody. As you can see, we're trying to be festive. If you're watching our YouTube channel, I'm covered in lights. Allison has a Santa hat. We, in case you didn't recognize from that back and forth, Christine's still not here. We got, I think, maybe a little bit left without her around. She's having a merry time with her little babe, and she's going to be right back.
She still has a baby, if you can imagine that.
It's still here. So Allison is taking over the listeners episode another time because everyone was so sweet in the comments last month, and it's not at all because I specifically asked for that.
Multiple times.
If you'd like to do it again this time, by all means, go for it. But yeah, Merry Christmas. We are recording this early. It hasn't even hit holiday time yet.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays, obviously.
Obviously.
I'm so sorry. And holidays haven't happened yet. Where are you going for Christmas / holidays in general, Allison?
I'm going to visit my family. And I'm going to go stay with my sister and see my parents. And that is in South Carolina. So it may not be any colder than Los Angeles.
I was going to ask you for the people where you're from. And I was like, it will look so obvious, like I'm interviewing you. So I'm glad you filled in for me.
Is it that you forgot and you just needed an excuse to ask me?
No, I was trying to get the people on your side that are, I guess, in South Carolina. And for Thanksgiving, because that hasn't even happened yet.
For Thanksgiving, I'm spending 4 lovely days alone at home. No.
Okay, she's having
I'm
a
very
good time.
Much looking forward to it.
Yeah. And I'm going to be gone, so Allison's very excited. Maybe the place will stay clean for 4 days. By the way, the mess that we talked about last month is still here.
It moved a little bit, but it's...
To the left, not like became less. okay, well then, I guess actually when this comes out, it'll be closer to Thanksgiving than Christmas. So what are you going to eat for Thanksgiving since you'll be by yourself?
I don't know. I was thinking about ordering maybe some Indian food.
Nice.
Yeah. What are you going to eat? Sorry.
You know,
this goes two ways.
Well, since last year, because of COVID, I couldn't go. So it's now been, I can't say it's fully an annual tradition anymore. But ever since I've lived on the West Coast, I go to Seattle to see my aunt. So very excited. And my cousin just had a baby. So now there's just babies everywhere I go, it seems. And I'm going to eat a lot of mac and cheese.
You know, I didn't ask you because all year round you talk about what you eat at Thanksgiving.
It's my favorite time of... Someone did it. I did a Q&A on Instagram two nights ago and someone said, what's your favorite meal of the, like, that you ever eat? And it's always my aunt's Thanksgiving. So, and Allison's never come, but it's just never played out that way. Even though Allison is literally going to be alone and in theory could come. We're still, that's still not.
It is not cheap to fly for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And then for Christmas, I will probably be home. At some point, December 17th, Allison and I are going to find each other somewhere in the United States.
And pop quiz for those who know what's happening on December 17th. If you know, you know.
Let's just put it that way. Spider-Man. So I don't know where either of us will be, but it will be somewhere together.
It'll be in a movie theater.
And then the next morning, I will even go wherever my family is or wherever Allison's. Jeez, why do I keep calling you Christine?
It's really, I'm not happy about it.
I'm not happy either. I feel icky. Look, I hold the microphone. I go into Christine world. I take the microphone down. I'm in Allison world. Tell people what we're drinking. Ooh, Allison. Yes.
I made some festive cocktails. So I have, it's been sitting for a few minutes, but I have a lovely spiked hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps.
With a wilted whipped cream, but that means it's already incorporated itself into the yumminess. So, and then I don't know what I have because I told Allison to surprise me with a Christmas mocktail and already visually nailed it because it is red with a green straw. I don't know what's
That's
in this,
though. About as good as I could do.
On a pinch, too, because I said it 5 minutes before we recorded. Yep. What is this that I'm going to
drink? Do you want to try it first?
It's going to be poison. It's because I keep calling you Christine. I'll try it. How many days left do I have to live?
It's a matter of hours.
It tastes... Is it the blood orange stuff that's in the the fridge? What is it?
It's a cherry lemon soda thing.
Okay.
I put a maraschino cherry in there for you somewhere.
Really avoiding the word arsenic. That's nice. It tastes good, Allison. Thank you. What?
If either of this is closer to poison, it's probably mine. So that's alcohol in it.
I guess so, yeah. The taste, it doesn't taste like cherry.
I free-handed it, so you know.
Is it probably a heavy pour?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
This tastes good, but does not taste like cherries or lemon.
I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, it tastes like Christmas, so that was kind of the whole point. Because it's Christmas, we also have some decor that you can't see. If you're not watching YouTube, we dressed ourselves in garland and tinsel and whatever we could find in 5 minutes, and the lights are red and green. And we have a little Yule log, a little light-up fire, nightlight thing, and also to be representative.
Most importantly, to be representative.
We have one of my five benches on benches, because... Everyone, thank you so much. But if you're wondering if I have a mensch on a bench, five of you have individually sent me these. I would love to have all menches on benches held up all at once. So we've just got like a line of good men. I don't have that many hands. That would have been awkward. So I just pulled one out. And that way we're representative of, you know.
Your own culture.
My own culture. As I'm covered in garland and Christmas lights. Okay. And then finally, because it's Christmas, I wanted to make sure we had a present involved from, I just thought.
Are you giving me a present?
I'm giving, yes. So this is a stocking, for those who can't see. I have actually this is courtesy of Eva, because last Christmas during COVID, Eva and I were home alone for Christmas and we spent Christmas together and she gave me a stocking with Xenon on it, a little alien. So in here I have it's like those little dolls. I've got even smaller stockings in there, so we both have a present.
Oh.
All right. One says A. What could the other say? E. All right.
Wow.
All right. Allison, open up your present.
This feels like it might have just been something you pulled out of the pantry at the last minute.
Okay. Well. Very fucking Christmas. Okay. Hope you enjoy it. It is something I pulled out of the pantry.
It's a packet of sugar.
What's it say? It
says, you dropped your name tag.
Yeah. I've never said that before, have I, Allison? It's my go-to pickup line with Allison and others. Anyone who's around, if there's a sugar packet.
Yeah. It doesn't make me feel special at all.
That's kind of become the joke now, though, of like, it's just a universal thing I'm going to say if there's a sugar packet. And in case you had that to say, I have another one for you. Because I had a hunch Allison was going to complain about it publicly. No, I just wanted there to be another holder.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
It's another one. It says, you are the sweetest.
Can you tell that we're past the honeymoon phase where everything
that
I do is just...
for anybody. Who knows what you write on your sugar packets in restaurants?
I don't write on them. I don't have the pen. I just hand them to people. Anyway, I wanted you to have a gift. Did you feel good about yourself
Great.
At all?
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Let's get into murder. Maybe that'll sugar. Feel... Yeah. Okay, Allison. Your turn. You can read. I'm going to make you read it with the small print too with your old lady eyes.
This hot chocolate is really good. It's really good.
Get in the holiday spirit and read about people's crimes.
Make it bigger.
No. My you don't eyes. Deserve it after the lack of appreciation for the thing I do all the time with the sugar.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I'm moving things. I'm not supposed to move.
That's okay.
All right. It's been a while since I've done this. Okay. The subject line is spooky Thanksgiving doesn't have the same ring to it.
Oh, okay.
The O is all capital and not capital.
And side note, Eva did tell us that the theme this holiday season is snow because I guess Eva looked for Christmas and any holiday stories and couldn't find a lot. So in the search bar typed in snow, implying that it would be holiday stories. And that's what our theme is. So
it's all about keywords.
So if you're looking for a scavenger hunt in this episode, please try to find the word snow in each story. And maybe it'll be
a fun game for us too.
Yeah.
This is from Samantha, who goes by she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. Hello all. I have a holiday ghost story for you to hear. When I was younger, my family liked to travel for Thanksgiving with my aunt and her children. This one year in particular was truly something. A friend of a friend purchased a very large old home in the middle of nowhere, New Hampshire. We were told that the house used to be an old bed and breakfast. They were early in the process of updating and fixing things, but offered to let us stay there free of charge, and we took them up on their offer. Sounds like a good deal. The house is old and wonderful and terrifying. Ooh, sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, my favorite kind of house.
Being the curious children we all were, we wanted to explore everything. We opened all the closets and any drawers we could find. My brother found a cup filled with uncooked rice all stuck together in the drawer of an end table.
Weird.
The adults explained it as being there for wicking away any moisture from the furniture.
Oh, okay. See, I was thinking
we're
more
not
like
adults. We were like, what does that mean?
I was thinking more like someone was sleepwalking and just threw rice in a cupboard or something.
Oh, to me it was like someone had like a lunch that they were making and was like, and it spilled. I don't know.
Between the two of us, Allison is the crumb
uncooked
lady of the family. So I understand why your mind went there.
Yeah, I think I probably spilled like 3.5 cups worth of hot chocolate ingredients today.
Did you really? Two times yesterday. Two different times yesterday, Allison had snacks and I found just buckets of crumbs later and wherever she had been sitting.
Because I'm enthusiastic about them.
That's the truth.
All right, so the rice was in the drawer. We put the cup back in and thought nothing more of it as we continued exploring for more treasures. Later that night, we experienced true and total darkness for the first time.
Ooh.
The kind of darkness where you can't even see the front of your face.
The front
of your face. Oh, in front of your face.
Yeah. You got it. It's okay.
This hot chocolate's kicking in. All right.
I missed
a piece of this.
I got it. Yeah, I got there.
I've had one sip. The kind of darkness where you can't even see the hand in front of your face. Mm-hmm. I was like, you can never see the front of your face.
Whoa.
Unless you're looking in a mirror.
That's kind of mind-blowing, though. You'll never really know what you look like. That is a true horror. So you are on the nose in two ways.
We all went to sleep sharing beds as the level of darkness was a bit terrifying. My brother and I shared with our mom and my aunt with all her children. The next morning, my brother and I were playing around in bed over my mother's sleeping body in the middle. She switched sides with my brother to try and get a little more sleep. As she put her hand under my brother's pillow, she hit something and knocked it off the bed. Confused, she looked down on the ground and there was a small handful of spilled rice.
Oh, no.
My mother searches any unfamiliar bed before sleeping in it for bugs, so it definitely wasn't there the night before. We went downstairs and the rice in the cup was no longer rock hard. The grains moved freely and there was even some missing. Maybe the ghost thought my brother was hungry.
Maybe. It's a weird thing to haunt. If rice? You're a ghost, you're like, my cup of rice. What's going to be active.
If you don't have a lot of stuff in the drawers, you don't have a lot to work with, you know?
Yeah, it's weird that they're the children being around. Maybe it's like representative of its heart, where now it's softened because it used to be really hard. No?
Maybe.
I'm trying to make this pleasant so they can sleep at night.
Wow, you really turned this into like a heartwarming holiday story.
And just like that, the ghost's rice fell apart right into your hands like putty.
And passed on to the other side. So to wrap up, we went back once or twice more, and I wish I had the space to tell you every other creepy, wonderful little thing about this place. Well, Samantha, you're going
you
to have to tell us.
All you told me about was rice. That's the side dish. Tell us more.
I'd be creeped out.
I'd be creeped out, too. I think I'd be like, I don't know. I'm one of those people, like, I don't believe it until I see it. So I'm like, if I had checked the bed and I was like, there's no rice under the pillow, I would have noticed that. That mm-hmm. would really freak me out.
Allison is...
Although with kids, you never know. I mean, I know she's saying that she didn't do it, but... I feel like kids do weird things. Kids are like, hey, you know, it'd be funny if we put some rice under the pillow.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. Maybe as a kid, that would be funny. I don't know. I don't know. I'd be freaked out. I don't know why I'd be freaked out, though. More, I think at first I'd be freaked out that there was like old food in the bed that I misplaced or I didn't notice at first, you know? Also,
yeah,
Allison.
Like my crumbs.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to ask about this drink now that my face has gotten closer to it. You put the ice cubes in it that I don't like.
Yes, I did.
I can tell because they have a smell to them. They freak me out. Ooh. Now it just smells like ice cubes, but not good ice cubes.
They're just ice.
No, they're not. Those are your ice cubes. Can you not smell that? It smells gross.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm going to drink it anyway because I appreciate all your hard effort. But just know I'm going to taste the ice cube with my mind every time I drink it.
And That's Why We Drink is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You won't want to miss Fluid Engine. This is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And I'll be honest, this is a game-changer. Back when I made the And That's Why We Drink website, I used Squarespace. This was obviously well before they were a sponsor, and we have used them ever since. And it's unbelievable how easy this tool is. If any of us, that's the coolest part, any of us on the team can log in and move some things around, update things. We don't need like a dedicated webmaster to figure it out for us because it's so accessible. I love Squarespace. I've made many websites with it before, and it's really easy to get started. You can get one of their Squarespace professional website templates to use. They have designs for every category and use case. Then you can customize your look, update content, add features to fit your unique needs. It's just a really, really cool service. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drink to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like when you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/drink. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/drink. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/drink. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Here is the title. I may have sat on a serial killer's lap. May is,
I think most of us could say, I may have sat on a serial killer's lap.
It kind of leads to the question of, like, how many of us have actually walked by a serial killer and not known it? It probably doesn't lead to that.
At least in the question of how many of us have sat on someone else's lap.
Oh, that probably makes more sense. No, but like who is like what are the chances really? How many murderers out there in the world? People who like serial killer, intentional murderers. What are the chances that you've walked by one? Probably high.
Right? I don't know. We'd have to find out like what percentage of the population are serial killers.
I don't know if it's a very credible source, but like one of those Uncle John's bathroom books. They always have fun facts on at the bottom of every page. Mm-hmm. One of them said that you walk past 6 murderers in your life.
A murderer, I would believe.
But yeah, but murderers, so there's, it's not, that's not a serial killer, you know?
It's just your average Joe.
Well, murderer. Like someone could have, it could even be like people who have done manslaughter or something. Like, but apparently 6. So I wonder how many people have, if everyone walks past 6 of them, how many people have walked past every time it was a serial killer?
Ooh. Whoa. The probability is just
sky high.
I think we'd have to do a little bit more math and find out how, like what percentage of murderers are serial killers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's that feels also, like an easier answer to get.
I'm sure one simple Google could get us there, but we're not going to do it. It feels kind of vague and or unbelievable, like the everyone eats 13 spiders in their lifetime when they're sleeping.
I heard that that was debunked, which I'm going to choose to believe.
Which we're both going to pray to believe. Like, it has to be true because I don't want to know what's going on.
All I'm
going to
say is I've never found a spider in my mouth.
Because you ate it. That's why. Okay, I may have sat on a serial killer's lap. This is from Kaylin, who uses she, they pronouns. Love a good double pronoun. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. Kaylin says, hello, M. Christine Fur Babies and Real Baby and everyone else helping out with the show.
Hello.
You're involved.
Yeah.
I have some paranormal stories, nothing crazy, and never had a true crime story until yesterday.
I love it when they're fresh.
It's so topical. I feel like last time we also got one where they were like, I literally just wrote this down.
We did.
I listen to podcasts at work, typically yours or Crime Junkie / Morbid, and had gotten to an episode covering the serial killer John Edward Robinson. I never heard of him and knew nothing when I started playing it. I thought it was cool when they mentioned he was in Kansas in his later years and then froze when they mentioned one of his victims had attended my high school, Olathe North. Okay. This was in the 80s, and I was born in 1996, so nowhere near my time there, but I still thought it was nuts that I'd never heard of this. Then they mentioned another later victim who had enrolled in my current college, Johnson County Community College. I like to think they call it JCCC, you know, Johnson County Community College. That's like a mouthful.
They probably call it like John Conn Community.
John Cown Com?
John Cown Com Call.
They probably
They probably don't call it that.
Who enrolled in my current college and grocery store streets and other locations that I live within 5 minutes of. All of this was nuts, and then they mentioned something that made me go cold. John Edward Robinson used to like to play Santa Claus and was a Sunday school teacher. Insert thanks priest's comment here. I didn't belong to his church. I'm pagan. Oh my gosh, double pronouns and a little witchy. I love it. But when I asked around, I realized we had been there in other events when I was very small, typically around the holidays. My grandma loved getting pictures of us with Santa. So I have a ton of me with different Santas. And there's one in particular that I never cared for. And the way the Santa was looking at me made me uncomfortable. Also freaks me out that maybe it wasn't the serial killer. And now there's just 2 Santas you have to be worried of.
I'm just suspicious of all Santas.
You gotta be. I'm not certain where this photo was taken, but when you look at pictures of his eyes and the pictures of John's eyes, they look a lot alike. I can never be certain that I sat on this awful, terrible man's lap, but I have a strange feeling that 3-year-old me may have looked pure evil in the face and told it what I wanted for Christmas.
That's to know what you wanted for Christmas.
Life. Wanted to survive. Also, that's such a, like... Oh, it's 5:30.
Lights just changed.
Hang on. Everyone, cover your robot's ears. Now we're festive again, folks. Okay.
That was a close call.
Everyone's are going like, I don't know Allison's lamp, you know?
But would you like to know the weather outside?
I can also do these 10 unnecessary tasks. Just go to the skills, all the bullshit. Ugh, the worst thing, I'm sure everyone else deals with this too, but there's nothing I hate more than just being curious about the weather. And all of a sudden, I've got like three paragraphs of this woman I have to listen to.
It's really infuriating for no reason at all.
Like, girl, shut the fuck up. Okay. No, what I was trying to say is that... sorry. I've never seen Fear and Allison's eyes quite like when the lights were set to turn white at 5:30. That really got you. I want to play this back later. Look at your eyes, because you looked a little startled.
I don't think I'm ever in here at 5:30.
Oh, it's supposed to be so when you were done with work, they would like turn on for you.
That's nice.
Yeah, well, I'm nice. So, yeah. Bada bing, bada boom. what I was going to say, Caitlin, is that the last sentence of this is just like, artiste. Let's read it again, just for others. I have a strange feeling that 3-year-old me may have looked pure evil in the face and told it what I wanted for Christmas. That's like, if you have that as the first sentence of a book, that's what an English teacher calls the hook. You know?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It sounds like one of those, like, scary movies that's also about Christmas.
Yeah, truly. Anyway, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I am going to zoom in on this because...
Your sweet little eyes just withering away right before us.
Oh, there you go.
God, it's like...
It's huge now. That's
it's like all you can see is one letter on the screen right now.
I'm okay. This will work. Okay.
Sorry, it's not the taste of the drink. It's the ice cubes. They're funky, girl. They're...
Hold your nose. Okay. They're normal ice cubes.
They're not. The fact that I could smell the difference. Okay,
they come out of a silicone ice thing.
They're funky fresh. I'm sure they're fine. This one says how a ghost saved my aunt's life. I'm very intrigued.
Okay, that is indeed the subject line. Okay, and this is from Jackie, whose pronouns we do not know.
Jackie.
All right. Hey guys, this story isn't mine, but it's one I've heard a million times growing up, and a couple of years ago I found out it had a much creepier ending. Ooh, it's kind of a long one. Sorry.
Okay.
So my Aunt Deirdre...
Ah!
Shout out to Deirdre. My Aunt Deirdre was in college in South Carolina. Shout out to me.
Wow.
It was Thanksgiving break, so all of her roommates were home for the break. This meant that my aunt was all alone in her dorm. She stayed there because our family lives on Long Island, and the trip was too far for her to make it for just a few days. She woke up in the middle of the night and was completely frozen in her bed. She was unable to move or talk. Ooh. That's when she saw her oldest sister, my Aunt Sharon, at the end of her bed. That's honestly, though, the best case scenario.
Is that just your sister at the foot of
not
your bed?
Like a shadow man or like a scary thing?
Yeah, I would imagine it's less creepy for you if you woke up to your sister at your bed.
Yeah.
That if your sister's in your home when you went to bed.
I mean, even if she wasn't, it would still be less creepy.
Yeah, you'd be like, what are you doing here? What's happening? What?
I mean, or just be like, oh, it's my sister. Like, assuming you have a good relationship with your sister.
Right.
Even if it wasn't her, like, in person.
Okay. Sorry. Dude, different wavelength. Did you hear the pause? Because that was a weird pause.
Okay. So she saw her oldest sister, my Aunt Sharon, at the end of her bed. My Aunt Sharon passed away in her early 20s from leukemia the year before.
Oh, okay.
Naturally, she was freaked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it tracks.
Once she was able to move, she called my grandfather hysterically crying, and my grandfather told her to go spend the night at one of her friends. So she grabbed some of her stuff and left. This is where the story always ended when I was a kid.
Mm.
While it's still a pretty spooky story, it gets even weirder. A couple of years ago, my grandfather was telling the story, but this time he got choked up at the end of it. I was so confused because he had told me this story a million times. Why would he get all upset about it now? Well, as it turns out, the next morning, a girl was found murdered and dumped in the pond by my aunt's dorm room. She had apparently died from a blow to the head and strangulation.
Oh, my God.
I Googled the story, and the timeline matches up with my aunt's / grandpa's story perfectly.
Wow.
So that's the story of how my dead aunt saved my other aunt's life.
Oh.
That's such a good perspective.
Yeah, that's a very lovely way to look at that.
Thanks for reading it. You guys are the best.
Wow. I like to think if I became a ghost, I would become some sort of hero and, like, I would try to help whoever I could. Then again, I mean, obviously not everyone was safe at the end of that story, but I'd like to think that, like, I'd like to think if I ran into a ghost, it would be someone who was, like, warning me of something like that.
You really think that's what you would do as a ghost?
Well, among other things. I think you would
just play pranks on people.
Among other, when it got serious, I would know when to, like, stop the funny business, I think.
I guess, like, it depends on what you know as a ghost. Like, what information are you privy to?
And also, why do some of them seem to be privy and not others?
Or maybe some of them just choose to play pranks.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. I'd like to think I'd be helpful, but you're right. I would also probably prioritize more unnecessary things. What would you do as a ghost?
That's a good question. I guess it depends on, like, how I died. Like, if I were a ghost, ghosts supposedly have, like, unfinished business, right?
Sure, yeah.
So, I mean, revenge?
Oh, okay. Got it. Well, I'll do my best to not be on the receiving end of the revenge.
I don't know. Depends on how I died. I like to think I would just be, like, sort of, you know, kicking back and...
Maxing and relaxing.
Enjoying being a ghost. I don't know.
Drinking gin every day. Just hanging out.
If I could have one of these hot chocolates every day as a ghost, and that's the only thing I did, I'd be okay with that.
For eternity. I think by the end you'd be pretty sick of your hot chocolate.
You know what I'd do if I died before you?
No. What would you do? You'd be dead. What would I do? Cry for eternity. What would you do?
Okay, so here's exactly what I would do.
I don't like it already.
To you specifically. Okay. All right. So I would do, like, ghosty things, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, things that, like, could very easily be explained as non-ghosty things.
Like what? Rice in the bed or something? What?
Yeah. Or, like, I'd, like, make the power go up and then, oh, it's just a fuse that blew. And I'd be, like, making you guess. Like,
that's so that's the most, I'm sorry, that's the most fucking skeptical Ravenclaw bullshit I've ever heard of.
I just want to keep you guessing.
You're just like, oh, I have the ability to prove that ghosts exist, but I'm just going to make you more and more unsure every day. That's so mean. I know 100% that is how you'll handle things. So, like if you have
I would be drinking my hot chocolate going, guys, watch this.
Honestly, now I know if you go first, every time I'm inconvenienced, I'll be like, well, that was a classic Allison movement,
and
right?
And you'll think of me.
There'll just be a trail of crumbs everywhere. That's how I'll really know you're around.
That's not on purpose, though.
Okay, this one is called My Mom's Haunted Disney Snow Globes.
Ooh,
there's
I like
the snow.
Where this is going.
That's the word, snow in there. Snow
oh,
globes.
Oh, yeah. Wait, where was snow in the last one?
I don't know.
Oh, it was Thanksgiving. It was a Thanksgiving story.
I don't know. Well, we found the snow in this one. And this is from Ash, who uses she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. Love a good Disney snow globe story, especially when it's haunted. Greetings, and that's why we drink crew. I have been binge listening to your show from episode one, and as a lover of all things spooky, I absolutely adore your podcast. Thank you for keeping me company when I've been lonely. I've wanted to send you a story from my childhood for some time, but haven't gotten around to do it. That is until I hung out with my mom recently and she told me something that is still creeping me out. My mom has always been obsessed with Disney. We were allowed to watch Disney films and spent many family vacations at Disney World in Orlando.
Ooh, fun.
Very fun. Where was your go-to amusement park? What's in South Carolina? Like a Six Flags? What's there?
Oh, I think there's a Six Flags in Georgia.
There is one in Georgia. Did you not go to amusement parks?
I mean, we did, but... there wasn't anything close enough to make it like a convenient day trip.
What's the one you've gone to the most? As a child. Do you remember amusement parks?
Busch Gardens.
That's a good one. I like Busch Gardens. It's a good one.
Solid.
That was my amusement park in college.
Aw. What if your butt sat in the same seat that my butt sat in?
Oh my God. Wow. That is so romantic. Ah! Okay. My mom has been obsessed with Disney. We were allowed to watch, but we went to Disney World in Orlando. My favorite movie was Fantasia when I was little, and my mom used to play it to help me go to sleep, which is why I'm probably so fucked up.
Fantasia scared me.
I never finished it. To this day, I've never finished Fantasia. I couldn't get through it.
There's something about, like, the mop. You know the mops.
I know the mop. That's the one. That's where I turn. It's frightening. I go, and we're done. We're done. And I'm probably so fucked up. Yeah. I remember my mom being really into collecting Disney snow globes for some reason. And every trip to Disney, she just had to buy one. And she used to get the Disney catalog in the pre-internet days and would order them for herself as gifts. I love your mom's.
There's so many things about that that are just so fun.
I love your mom's. What is it? I don't know. Tenacity in her self-care program that she set up for herself of like, there's going to be a snow globe. Every time there's a catalog, there will be a snow globe by the end of this experience. I appreciate that. I like that she takes care of herself and treats herself with gifts.
She knows what she likes and she's not afraid to go for it.
I'm telling you, getting yourself gifts is one of the nicest things you can possibly do for yourself. Allison has seen many an edible arrangement come to the door from past me, which is what the card says. It says, from past M, I'm proud of you, future M. And every time, I'm so excited. So it's true. I like that the snow globes were your mom's edible arrangement. And also, if you are in a place where you've been wondering if you need to get yourself something and you have something in your Amazon cart and you're like, oh, I really should. I just need, eventually for a special occasion, I'm going to get that for myself. We are giving you holiday permission that you should just treat yourself and buy that thing. This is your sign if you were looking for one. Okay. Every trip to Disney, she had to buy one. She'd get it from the catalog. And to give her some credit, they are pretty sick. Most of them light up and they have little figures that go around on a track and they all play little tunes when wound up. She has a Nightmare Before Christmas one that used to be my favorite. That is until she told me about this story.
I can't wait.
But before I tell you that tale, I must share with you another. After my parents split up, what up, Divorced Kids Club? Hello. We had... Allison, you're not welcome.
Oh, no.
We had to move out of my childhood home, and my mom found us a house to rent right by my brand new high school in our county. This house, however, was a very old farmhouse on a pecan farm that was built in 1893 and had recently been used as a local art studio. We moved in when I was about 14, and the place seemed super cool at first. There was an old barn and a huge field that my brother and I would play in and pick wild blackberries. Oh, fun! Very stereotypical beginning of a horror movie vibe. Yes. I have always been kind of an empath and get good or bad vibes from people and places, and this place at first never felt negative, but I always felt like something was there. In the center of the house is the dining room that had doorways on every wall. That's a lot of doors for one room. Yeah. It's like this. We do have it's to at least visualize four. It. Yeah.
How many walls does this place
Jeez
have?
Jeez Louise. One led to the kitchen, one led to the living room, one led to the foyer, and the last one was the door to my mom's bedroom. I'm imagining it as like a game, like a Clue game board, you know, where it's like there's like one room that like you have a whole bunch of different access points to.
Yeah. So the, you know, the murderers have a whole number of ways to get in.
At least four. That's one day, I'm in the wrong spot. Blah, 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 blah.
You wouldn't be if you just zoom in on the text.
Okay. in the dining room was a huge shelf that housed all my mom's prized snow globes.
I was actually thinking, like, I wonder if she has, like, a
mantle a cabinet. Display. Yeah, a display yeah. of sorts. I well deserved, especially if they're Disney snow globes. You know, those aren't cheap snow globes. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, they sound quality.
Not your mama's knickknacks. Those are like...
They literally are okay. Your mama's knickknacks.
Okay. But they're the mom's bricker-bracker. There's a difference. one day, my brother and I, while home alone, were playing pretend in the dining room, and I think we were playing Harry Potter or something, wearing our family afghans as wizard robes, when the door to our mom's room slammed shut. It slammed so hard that the pictures and snow globe shrine shook on the wall.
Mama's mad.
Not Harry Potter. Not that magic at my house. My brother and I quickly just stared at the door in horror and without saying anything to each other, just went into the living room and started watching cartoons. Fair enough.
That is also how I handle my problems.
Paranormal or not. We never spoke of this incident until we were both adults because it freaked us out so much, and I felt really weird any time I had to go through the dining room. One night, I had to get a drink of water, and you had to pass through the dining room to get to the kitchen from my bedroom. As I walked through, I saw a tall shadow figure standing in one of the corners and could feel him staring at me. Ugh. See ya. Absolutely not. I'd never go back in that room. This figure was disturbing in that he was unnaturally tall and almost reached the ceiling. I don't remember if I screamed or not, but I ran back into my room and didn't sleep that night. A few years later, I had a friend staying the night with me, and while we were up late being silly as teenagers, we both heard a distinct whistling sound coming from the right outside of my bedroom window.
Ooh, like a person? Or like,
I don't know.
Not like the wind.
I don't know. A distinct whistling sound. Whatever it is, I hate it. We both knew this was not the wind because it whistled a vaguely recognizable tune. That still creeps me out.
I wonder if it's one of the tunes from the snow globes.
Ash, if you're listening, go wind those puppies up and see which one sounded the most like that awful sound. Eventually, I moved out to go to college, and my mom got a new job that required her to move out of that haunted farmhouse. She, of course, took her snow globes with her, and last night I went over to visit her and my grandmother when we started talking about the old farmhouse. First of all, she confirmed that she, too, had seen the Shadow Man multiple times. Multiple times.
Multiple? And
didn't say a damn thing.
And just continued living there?
Right. Yeah. Not me. Couldn't be me.
She's like, where else could I find a dining room that has four doors in it?
The second that I see a shadow figure in any home we live in, we don't live there anymore. Just so we're clear. Just be ready to, at all times, we're out of there.
I'd be like, that was RJ.
he's too tall.
It's just RJ walking by in the dark.
She didn't want to freak us out, so she didn't say anything when we lived there. She also said she had seen her bedroom door shut on its own many times and again just didn't say anything to us about it so we wouldn't get scared. So then she starts telling me about what was happening in her new house that she currently lives in. Her snow globes have recently started turning on by themselves. She will be working in her office and we'll hear the little tune of one of the snow globes playing on its own.
That's so creepy.
Especially because if it's playing by its, it's not like it was a long crank and now it's like playing really solid music. It's like that weird faint, like it's just going noise by noise. Yeah, you know?
And even like when you do crank them and then they still have a little juice in them, you have to like shake them or something to make it happen.
Yeah.
Like even if it wasn't cranked, it would still have
something
to be
had to
moved.
Nudge it.
Yeah.
Ugh. Wow. She'll be working in her office and we'll hear the little tune of one of the snow globes playing on its own. There should be no reason for this to happen since you have to wind them up to get them to play. Then she tells me that just the other day she was cleaning the kitchen and saw a flash out of the corner of her eye. So she looks over to the shelf and sees the Nightmare Before Christmas snow globes blinking and flashing on their own.
Oh.
The snow globes lights have not worked in years.
Oh.
She said the lights were also not flashing in a way that they're supposed to. So even if, like, it had juice all of a sudden,
like,
it shouldn't have been blinking
like
that.
It was, like erratic or something.
She then way too casually said she wonders if the Shadow Man became attached to them since they used to be in his room at our old house. Anyway, this has currently been fueling my nightmares, and I had to share with you both so you can get goose cam just like I did. I literally have goosebumps right now. Give my love to all fur babies and petrified fruits. Warm regards, Ash.
Gross.
Wow.
You know what I started thinking about?
What?
She said her mom saw something out of the corner of her eye.
Mm-hmm. What? Is it RJ?
This is so dumb. No, but I never wear my hair down, not really. And was it every so often I'll wear my hair down and I'll be like doing something like getting something out of the fridge or like cleaning or whatever. And a piece of hair will like fall from behind my ear
and just freak you out.
Scares me. I get so scared. It makes me feel really dumb.
Ash, maybe tell your mom it might just be her hair that's making a snow globe blink.
It's definitely not. My point was there are things to actually be scared of, and I'm sitting over here like getting spooked by a piece of my hair.
Do you remember there was a while ago where I was staying up? I was like pulling several all nighters in a row, and I was like losing sleep. I was prepping for the tour, I think. I started like seeing things.
Yeah. I mean, this, you kind of go kooky a little bit.
Well, once a year, you do that. we were prepping for the tour. Yeah. So it must have been a while ago now, but I remember I was doing a lot of all-nighters all at once. And I started seeing things from the corner of my eye. And I started seeing them so often, I was getting comfortable with it, where I was like, oh, I'm not going to even look. That was just my brain pretending a person walked by.
That's just Joe.
Yeah, now I'm wondering, I was like, were the ghosts just getting, because I was so vulnerable, was I seeing things or was I hallucinating? Anyway, I started ignoring every time I thought I saw something walk by, and then all of a sudden, Allison actually walked by and like leaned over to like give me a kiss on the head, and I went, Anyway, we're jumpy people.
Explore new possibilities, pleasure zones, and find your vibe at funlove.com. Funlove.com is a leading online retailer of sensual health and wellness products, offering a wide array of premier brands of toys, lingerie, and accessories. I know I've talked about it before, but we received the most lovely gift basket from Funlove. First of all, I didn't know what it was at first, and then when I pulled out a vibrator, I thought, oh boy, this is not your everyday fruit basket. There was everything, I'm telling you, from sexy perfumes to toys to vibrators to lube. I mean, I gotta say, it's like a one-stop shop, okay? If you go to funlove.com and you're looking for maybe a romantic evening, either with a loved one or with yourself, they've got what you're looking for, I can promise you. So what are you waiting for? Explore, discover, indulge, and make love fun by visiting funlove.com. And if you live in Arizona or Colorado, check out one of their 18 store locations. Hey, maybe I'll stop by when I'm in town.
And for a limited time, you can save 30% off your first order when you use the code DRINK at funlove.com. Head to funlove.com today and use code DRINK at checkout to save 30% off your first order.
Visit funlove.com today.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like fan fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code ATWWD to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
This is amazing. This is from someone named Rat, who uses they, them pronouns. The coolest, most badass thing in the whole world.
Tap, tap.
That's what Rat's grandma calls them. That's a great name. Okay, and the subject is a murderer rudely asked me to borrow my phone. Ooh,
rudely. This is mine, right?
Oh, it's yours. I'm so sorry. Sorry, I saw a rat and got so stoked. I was like, this is gonna be a good one. Okay, I think it's a double whammy in terms of I respect the absolute hell out of rat immediately. Mm-hmm. A baby. Mm-hmm. With the name of an animal? Absolutely. Every mm-hmm. time.
All right. Hello, ATWWD team. I hope you're all good, and I want to say congrats to Christine, Blaze, and all of the Fungles and the newest addition to the family. Sorry, I stumbled over that a little bit because I wasn't congratulated, but here we are again, a month later. To make this about me again.
Soon, you know, they're going to be talking about the mensch on the bench, and they're just not going to say hi to you. They'll just say hi to every other inanimate object.
All right. This is a story that caused me a lot of anxiety and still can fuck me up from time to time. But I want to start by saying that I'm doing better than ever right now, and that I have been thinking about sharing this story as part of my recovery for a long time.
Mm.
And now I have figured it was time to get it all off my chest.
Okay.
During the COVID-19 lockdown, I moved back in with my parents while continuing uni online. In a desperate attempt to take care of my mental health and not lose my goddamn mind, I got into the habit of going for a walk around the neighborhood every evening. Me too.
That's true.
Turns out I would have been better off just rotting in my room.
Oh, God. Rat.
Oh, no. One evening in early spring, still snowy and cold where I live. There's the snow.
I see it.
I was out on my usual walk that goes out of my parents' neighborhood, through some woods along a small path, and back around into the neighborhood. Just as I came out of the wooded area, a man came toward me on the path. Nothing unusual about this. A lot of people go for walks in these woods. However, he was wearing a face mask, which could have been just because of COVID, but why would he wear it out for a walk?
Well, okay. I remember, it depends on how early into COVID this was, because I remember seeing people like in their own cars wearing masks. Everyone just didn't know. I don't know. I'm assuming Rat knows more than I do about what's going on. So,
okay, well, the next piece of this is definitely more unusual because it's plastic gloves.
Oh, okay. You're
that's
right.
Not
me.
And shorts in the piss cold and snow.
Okay. Yeah. This seems off.
Seems not great.
The wardrobe is eccentric.
Questionable.
As they would say.
I decided to power walk past him and look away as my anxious ass would do in any other situation. Okay. Also, same. Mm-hmm. But when he came up to me, he looked straight at me and said, "I need to borrow your phone." Now, this was strange for a couple of different reasons. First, why would anyone stop to talk to anyone on such a snowy, cold night? Mm-hmm. Secondly, why would he say it like that without even the pretense of being polite?
Also, side note too, to go back to like, oh, maybe he was wearing a mask because of COVID. It's like, okay, but like now he's asking to like hold your phone and press it against his face. So like
with his plastic gloves.
With his plastic. Yeah. So that's immediately out the window.
Yeah.
Yes. Next. Sorry.
I was startled and responded with a smooth, "Huh?" That's exactly what I would have done. Wow. Yeah. So far, this sounds very much like me. "I need to use your phone," he repeated. Surprised and incredulous, I responded with a chuckle and, "Why?"
Oh, right. That would be something you said too. It makes sense. Why on earth do you need to touch my phone?
What he said next made me realize that this was going to get way worse than just an awkward conversation with a stranger. "You have to call the police. I've done something illegal."
Okay. I wouldn't even know what to do. I would be stunned.
I also don't know what I would do.
Because, like, what do? You just run? Or do you say, okay, but can you, like, stay over there? Because, like, the pandemic. I would try to make it about the pandemic instead of, like, you did something illegal. You know? I'd be like, germs. Anyway, okay.
I'm scared of your germs, I promise. Not you.
Yeah, I would not know what to do. I would be so jaw-dropped.
I obviously didn't want to hand my phone over to a strange man on a dark, cold path.
Who just admitted he did something illegal and needs to call the police.
On the other hand, I didn't want to make him angry. Mm-hmm. When faced with the fight or flight decision, I chose neither and responded with the frozen, "I'm yep. sorry, what did you say?" Did you know that it's supposedly fight, flight, and freeze? Mm-hmm.
There's a fourth one, too. I don't know what it – I don't remember what it is. There is a fourth one, though. It's also an F.
I used to think it was really funny – I still do sometimes – to scare my sister because she
is a freezer.
Would just drop to the ground.
Like fainting goat situation?
Yeah, exactly.
I also – I'm also a freeze person. And I – luckily, we've discussed this, that we're different. Like, I'm freeze and you actually do something about it. So, good to know.
I get very angry.
Yeah. Allison's like straight up like been willing to fight people. I never couldn't even imagine. That just wouldn't even be in my realm of possibilities.
Anyway. Yeah. I don't know.
But I would have frozen. I totally am with you on that. But I think you would have frozen too in that situation.
I don't think I would have fought.
I think it's worse because if the options are usually fight or flight, this doesn't, it's so far like fighting.
It's like there hasn't been like an overt like move to like hurt you.
Or yeah,
like
something directly to you hasn't happened yet that would cause like, you to fight. And therefore that's like taken away from you as an option.
It's that thing that's like you're just in a socially uncomfortable situation and you're like, where is the line?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. So I'm sorry, what did you say? He didn't respond. Instead, he threw something heavy into the woods to my left, which clattered against the trees, then turned around and abruptly ran back the way he came.
What the fuck? Oh, like he was doing it as like look that way while I run, I think.
Oh, I was thinking like getting rid of some evidence.
Oh, It could be either.
Although you wouldn't want it. You wouldn't think you'd do that in front of somebody else.
Here it is. Go get it. You know, I think, I mean, it was probably
this,
like,
person's like not stable.
Sure. But it does. And also, I'm wondering what the woods look like, because if you're like trying to like direct attention somewhere so you can get away, but you're in like the vast open wood, like you're not running far enough that he can't, they can't just turn around and see
you. I feel like if you're trying to distract somebody and you, it's just the two of you and you're facing each other, throwing something into the woods is just going to be like, why did you do that?
I know. I don't know. It's all really weird. I would be so jarred. I would be so jarred.
It's the whole thing's very jarring. So, okay. When I tell this story, this is usually the part where people ask me if I'm stupid because I decided to follow him. Okay. This is where it veers wildly off path from what I would have done, because I would not have done that. In my own self-defense, I want to say that the alternative would have been turning around and walking 20 minutes through the dark woods, which seems super scary.
Okay.
At least in the area he was headed to, there would be streetlights and more people.
Okay. I mean, there's really no right thing to do when you're in the middle of the woods with someone who is admittedly a criminal.
My first reaction was I would have stayed exactly where I was and called the police. Because if he did throw some piece of evidence into the woods, then I could at least tell them where it was. But then, if you're standing there in the woods alone, like,
you're,
what if he comes
then you're
back?
Standing in the woods alone. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do would be. I will say there's a fun little app called Noon, which everyone should get, which is like a, you hold the button down, and I got distracted because you put your arm around me. there's an app called Noon where you, you hold the button. It's like a panic button. And then when you release it, you have like 5 seconds to type in a password and the police won't come. It's like,
but
it's
if
like,
you don't type in the password,
but if you don't type in the password, come. The police will be like, oh, you, the phone has been ripped away from you and you're in a dangerous situation and we are, you have been geolocated and we're coming. So I have that on my phone. So if you're ever in a dangerous area or you feel like you're in danger in some way, you just hold the button until you feel safe. I would, having that app, I would have done that in the woods, I think. That's what I would
guess,
have done.
But it does take a lot of like presence of mind to be like, oh, I'm gonna go pull out my phone that this guy's asking for, open the app, and then like hold the button down.
I know.
While we talk.
I know. I know. I'm thinking with my rational brain, but my fear brain would have probably just collapsed onto the ground. I'm not sure what
maybe
would have happened.
Fear brain would have like thrown the phone into the woods and then run away.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, so as I came out of the woods, I saw him getting in a car that was parked in a parking lot belonging to the closest group of houses. He drove off very quickly right past me. The car was chock full of plastic garbage bags, so much that I remember thinking that there was no way he could see through the back windshield. What a weird dude. Okay.
Yeah, that's what this subject line should have been.
That's when I heard a woman scream. It was a loud, crying, shocked scream. I turned around toward the houses and saw that one of the front doors was open. A group of people were standing around, and I heard the women crying in there. Mm. I had to walk past this group of houses as well to get home, so asking myself if I should just go back into the woods and sleep there, no. I walked up to the group standing by the open door. I asked what had happened. The man who stood there was in complete shock and just told me, he shot his father. He shot his father. I couldn't believe it. For reference, it is illegal to own a gun where I live, and up to that point, there hadn't been a single shooting in almost a year. It seemed unfathomable that it would happen in the neighborhood I grew up in, just 10 minutes away from my parents' house.
Oh my God.
The man at the front door asked me to run up the road and open the gate for the ambulance. I did as he asked. Soon, two ambulances and many police cars were crowding up the road. They brought the screaming woman out of the house, and soon they brought the body out as well. I didn't know yet, but he was dead. At that point, I believed they would be able to save him. The police started questioning the people standing around. At this point, most of the neighbors were also out discussing the event. Many of them had heard gunshots. One of the guys standing there told everyone who would listen that he had seen a man with a mask and a gun walk off toward the woods, and he pointed toward the path I'd come from. That's when it hit me. Well, I guess it's shock. I would have been like, I don't know, that whole thing was weird.
So it's just a weird night in this town. Wow.
I mean, I guess like you never know until you're in the situation. The heavy thing the guy had thrown away while I was talking to him, it was the gun. While I was refusing to hand over my phone on a dark abandoned path in the woods, he was holding the gun he had just used to kill a man.
Jesus. Oh, honestly, God. Like, I'm so surprised he didn't use the gun again. He threw it instead of used it on a witness in the woods or something. Like, how quickly it could have been a different story.
Yeah.
Wow. Not to, like, give this person more trauma. Well, they have to think about this for the rest of time. But, like, I mean, like...
I'm sure this is not the first time that they've thought about it.
Sure, yeah. But can you imagine a gun being thrown next to you that was evidence of a murder and, like, you're by yourself in the woods with that person? Oh, my gosh. That...
Very scary.
Ooh.
Needless to say, I was very scared that night. After being questioned by the police about him, his car, and what they looked like, I went home, knowing full well that he had driven off and that I was the last person he talked to face to face.
Oof.
Luckily, they stopped him in a traffic control the day after. Oh, he admitted everything and was arrested without resisting. He had shot and killed a prominent lawyer in front of his partner.
Oh.
He tried to shoot her too, but failed. Apparently, this was during a psychotic episode. He's currently receiving forced mental health care and has admitted guilt. All of this I found out the following week reading the news. Oof, wow. What a story. Thank you for reading all of this. It has been hard for me to work through this, and I'm happy to have an opportunity to write it all out like this. I still think a lot about the poor woman who watched her partner being shot by his own son right in front of her.
Wow.
I really hope she's doing all right. Me too. Jeez.
That's a deep, it's a dark story.
Yeah. It's terrible. They did add some sources to verify the story, which most people nice. Don't do.
That's nice.
And translated it.
Wow. Mother of Killer says his biggest problem isn't that he shot someone, it's that he's sick and needs help. That's the title of the article. Wow.
Thank you all so much for this podcast. I cannot describe how much it has helped me through 2020, 2021. Much love. Rat. Yes, oh, it's a fake name.
All the way to the end, man. Rat. I mean, I understand obviously now why you would want a fake name here, but wow, I really was...
playing with our hearts.
If you're a baby and thinking of a name change, I think Rat's the way to go. Such a cool name.
It really depends on what kind of vibe you're going for.
Rat is a very, like, specific type of baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got one last story. This is from Melanie. We don't know Melanie's pronouns. Melanie. Okay. It's okay. We'll still give you the chance, I suppose. Okay.
Like, we have a choice. Eva was like, this is it. No. You have what you have.
I'm sure it was probably done through, we usually encourage people to send in stories through our website because there's a prompt for your pronouns versus email. So this is probably an email one. Okay, Melanie says, oh, it just says listener story. I like Melanie's style. Melanie's just like, to the point.
Melanie's like, we know what this is.
This is my name. This is my story. Melanie says, hi, guys. My sisters and I love your podcast. They introduced me to it. Shout out to Daniela and Andrea. I have two paranormal stories to tell. I hope you like them. As the wise M usually says... Let's crack into it. Wait a minute. I'm liking Melanie more and more as time goes on.
So wise. That's how I describe you.
Okay. Mean. Oh, no. Okay. So, story number one. My sister's cousin and I were in the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania for a bachelorette weekend. We were walking downtown and found ourselves in an antique shop, and there was a section on the third floor of the shop with haunted dolls for sale. We spoke to the woman who cares for them, and she was giving us information about them. She was explaining how each child died and which doll they became.
What?
Sorry.
I'm going to need you to slowly bring me into that.
I don't know if you know this about Melanie yet, but there's no slow roll.
Melanie is to the point.
Melanie's like, I can't keep it in much longer. Also, please give me the name of this antique store so I know exactly where to go next time in the Poconos. Oh, the stories were so heartbreaking. Okay, well, now we've shifted the tune. Okay, one child was killed and thrown into a ditch. Where did these children come from? Did I miss a sentence? There was a section on the third floor. That is just that jarring. Okay. We spoke to the woman who cares for these dolls, and she was giving us information about them. She was explaining how each child died and which doll they became. So she just came up with backstories for the dolls, or Does this woman think they really were children and their spirits went into dolls?
I don't know, but Melanie is explaining this as if it's fact.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look. Like, Melanie has...
That's where dolls come from. Children die. They become dolls.
Okay. Well, then that's what we're rolling with here. One child was thrown into a ditch. One child was beaten and killed by his parents.
Jeez.
I hope it's not fact. This storekeeper, if they are the ones that conjured up these backstories, really has a lot of dark stuff going on.
It sounds like those like old German fairy tales, like the dark versions of the ones we know.
Yes.
Where all of the parents are like, we didn't have enough money, so we let our children die.
Right, you know? Yeah. Or like yeah.
things like that.
The list goes on. While we were hearing these stories, I got this wave of sadness that overcame me and I got really heavy. I burst into tears and couldn't stop. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I feel this way while typing this story out even. Oh. The woman talking about the dolls told me they could have been an angel's touch. However, I don't know if it felt happy. I think it was the energy from the dolls making me feel their sadness. I asked her to sage me and get rid of any negative energy just in case, because I'm not trying to be possessed, if you know what I mean. And that's the end of the story.
This woman does not have very good business sense when it comes to selling dolls.
Certainly not. I mean, I respect the heart of, like, if you're going to take home this doll, you need to know
how tragically it died.
Yeah, you need to know how to love it properly and care for it. So I'm going to tell you the harsh truth now, but also like as a doll seller, it feels like the pitch needs to change a little bit, you know. Like, don't lead with that. I don't know where to go from there, cuz fuck, for all I know, that's like a person, someone really real believes that, and then on top of that, Melanie really felt it. So I don't want to like judge the story, but I would like to have a personal experience with this doll storekeeper just so I know better what's going on, because that story was way too concise, Melanie. I feel like there was a lot I have a lot of questions that I am never going to get the answer, it seems. Okay, the second story of Melanie's. We grew up on a Christmas tree farm in Somerset, New Jersey. Before my parents bought the house, it was disclosed that the owner passed away in the first bedroom on the second floor and then became a doll. I don't know. Okay.
Maybe.
I don't know. His name was Mr. Carlson. Throughout our time there, my sisters and I would always see a white cloudy figure from the corner of our eyes, especially on the second floor. Sometimes you would hear the floorboards upstairs creak, even though no one was upstairs. Items would be moved, the chandelier and our kitchen would sway sometimes, and one time we were all downstairs when we heard a huge crash coming from upstairs. We checked the bathroom, and all the shampoo, conditioner, soaps had all fallen. We had never had bad feelings towards Mr. Carlson, and his presence was never harmful. We kept in contact with his wife after he sold the house to us, and a few years ago we found out that she passed away. All the paranormal things in the house completely stopped, and we think Mr. Carlson was waiting for his wife to move on. Aw, and that's Melanie from New Jersey.
I like that he was a white, cloudy figure.
I don't know how true this is, but I've been told that if a figure is white, it's safe, and if it's dark, it's not safe. But I feel like that's probably not true and has some weird history behind why we would think that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I
imagine it sort of like, well, I mean, I think maybe I'm prompted because of the Christmas tree farm. But I just had like Santa Claus and a big old beard in mind.
Oh, big you just think beard. It's just the ghost of Santa's beard.
Maybe it's just the beard. Mr. Carlson's beard.
I will say anytime, I mean, I've seen a handful of white cloudy figures. And I've felt safe next to every one of them. I just, again, don't know if I'm prompted because of what I've heard. But I'd like to think now they're all just Santa's beard. Just checking in to make sure I've been good or bad, you know? Anyway, thank you so much, Melanie. And thank you to everyone who sent in stories this month. I hope this was the last one of 2021.
Whoa.
So next time we see you, it'll be the first day of a new year. I am not even going to attempt to guess how that year is going to go, because the last time I think the last time we said like, oh, 2020 is going to be our year, and then COVID hit. I think
whatever you want, say the opposite.
That's, no, that's, because
that's,
then
that's what I believe.
It's a good idea, but I also fear that this will be the time I'm actually manifesting.
Say something really neutral.
It'll be fine.
2022 will be a year. Things will happen. Other things will not happen. But it will be a year.
People will have emotions. People will do things. And that's what who could expect more or less of that? Not me.
That sounds about right.
Thank you.
Let's make it happen.
Thank you for being here. Thank you. I just want to shout the mention on the bench again, because we haven't had an appearance since the beginning of this episode. Thank you to everyone who's ever sent me a mention on the bench. I mentioned them once, and then a slew of people sent me mentions on benches. So I am very grateful for that. I don't want to seem like I'm not, but
you're going to have a whole bench full of mentions on benches.
I've got at this point, like, just benches on benches with mentions on mentions. And yeah, it's just a lot. So,
Whoa, that sounds rowdy.
Anyway, thank you everybody who sent in stories. If you would like to send in your own stories, you can do that on our website. And I guess have a great December, a great Christmas.
Yeah.
I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving.
Happy month of December and all that that means to you.
As neutral as we can be, Miss Allison. And we'll see you next month in 2022.
Woohoo!
And
that's
why
we
drink.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.